New York is one of only two states in the country where children 16 and older are treated as adults by the criminal justice system. The Raise the Age initiative is conducting a statewide campaign to keep kids under 18 out of adult prisons. The Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports.
Kyle Chambers was incarcerated in an adult prison when he was 16 years old, and he spent his 17th birthday inside. He says it's important for kids to learn the consequences of their actions, but he doesn't want others to go through what he did.
Jail changed my entire life. You know, I would never eat the same around people. I don't feel comfortable eating around people. You know, I constantly have to watch my back, know what's going on in my surroundings, and I'm only 20 years old. You know, I sound like I've been to war.
Chambers says more emphasis should be placed on initiatives that keep kids off the streets and away from crime in the first place. Around 50,000 16 and 17-year-olds are funneled into New York's adult justice system each year. According to the Raise the Age Coalition, those who end up in adult facilities are likely to be subject to violence and abuse and are denied age-appropriate treatments. Additionally, 80% of 16 and 17-year-olds incarcerated in adult facilities become repeat offenders. Colin O'Malley, Organising Director of Metro Justice, says pushing youth into the adult justice system and giving them a permanent record can have long-lasting effects on the offenders and the community.
The impact might not just be spending time in jail. It might not just be spending more time in jail. It could be loss of Section 8 housing possibilities. It could be loss of college aid. It could be decreased job potential once you're out.
The Raise the Age campaign is pushing the Cuomo administration to consider the economic, social, and personal impact of processing and incarcerating youths as adults. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.